नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 84 टेक्स्ट नंबर 14 एंड 15। श्री शुक उवाच निशम्येथम् भगवत कृष्णस्य कुंठ मेदस वचो दुरन्वयम् विप्रास तुष्णिम् आसन भ्रमध्य। श्रीशुक उवाच निशम्येथं भगवत कृष्णस्य कुंठमेदस वचो दुर्न्वयम् विप्रास तुष्णिम् आसन् भ्रमध्य। श्रीशुक उवाच निशम्येथं भगवत कृष्णस्य कुंठमेधस वचो दुर्न्वयम् विप्रास तुष्णिम् आसन् भ्रमध्य। श्रीशुक उवाच निशम्येथं भगवत कृष्णस्य कुंठमेधस वचो दुर्न्वयम् विप्रास तुष्णिम् आसन् भ्रमध्य। निशम्येत्थम् भगवत कृष्णस्य कुण्ठमेधस वचो दुर्न्वयम् विप्रास तुष्णिमासत् भ्रमध्य। श्रीशुक उवाच निशम्येत्थम् भगवत
कुचूर्दुम्रयम् कृत्वा
तुष्णीमासन् भ्रमध्य। श्रीशुक उवाच कृष्णस्य कुण्ठमेधस अचो दुर्न्वयम् विप्रास तुष्णीमासं भ्रमत्य। श्रीशुक उवाच कृष्णस्य कुण्ठमेधस विप्रास तुष्णीमासं भ्रमत्य।
माताजी
निशम्येथं भगवत कृष्णस्य कुण्ठमेधस विप्रा
श्री शुक उवाच। शुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड निशम्य हियरिंग इत्थम सच भगवत ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड कृष्णस्य कृष्ण अकुंठ अनरेस्ट्रिक्टेड मेदस हुज विजडम वचह द वर्ड्स दुरन्वयम डिफिकल्ट टू कॉम्प्रिहेंड विप्रा द लर्नेड ब्राह्मणस तुष्णिम साइलेंट आसन व भ्रमत अनस्टेडी dhiya their minds. Translation by Prabhupada's disciple, Srila Sukadeva Goswami said, hearing such unfathomable words from the unlimited wise Lord Krishna, the learned brahmanas remained silent, their minds bewildered. Text 15. Chiram vimrasya munaya ishvarasya shitvayatvayatam janasangra iti uccho samayantastam jagadgurum. Translation. For some time, the sages pondered the Supreme Lord's behavior, which resembled that of a subordinate living being. They concluded that he was acting this way to instruct the people in general. Thus, they smiled and spoke to him, the spiritual master of the universe. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami explains the word ichittavyata as referring to one's not being a controller, or in other words, to being under the law of karma, obliged to work and experience the results of one's work. While addressing the sages, Lord Krishna accepted the role of subordinate living being to emphasize the importance of hearing and serving saintly Vaishnava. The personality of Godhead is also the supreme teacher of the spiritual surrendered. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Utapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Parshatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhesha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Seeking the blessings of all devotees, assembled devotees to speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. Today we are reading from 10th canto, 84th chapter, text number 14 and 15. The chapter is entitled The Sage's Teaching at Kurukshetra. So here we are on verse 14, which shows that how the sages
when they heard Krishna speak, they were bewildered. Why? Sages were bewildered because they knew Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, but still he is speaking like a human being. A human being who is dedicated to karma, the laws of karma, who is subjected to the laws of karma. So that was little bewilderment for them, that how Krishna is speaking these kinds of words. So whatever Lord does, he does it perfection. Whenever Krishna comes in this material world, he follows the rules and laws set by this material nature, who himself, he himself has set them, but he never tried to violate those laws. He followed them very perfectly. When he incarnated as Varahadev, he acted like a boar only, going in the Garbhodak ocean, sniffing, taking out the earth on his tusk. When he appeared as Narsingdev, he acted like lion only. When Prahlad came near to him, he started licking him as lion licks the cub. When he acted as Ram, descended as Ram, he followed the codes of human beings very perfectly. Very rarely he showed his godliness in some of the instances, but normally he followed the laws which humans are supposed to follow. And when Krishna also, we are seeing in this chapter as well as in this verse, he is perfectly behaving as a human being who is subjected to the laws of karma. So Lord's nature, Lord's behavior like a human being is very bewildering. When Lord Ram was in the forest and Ravan kidnapped Sita, he was weeping like a common man in separation from his wife. And it so happened that by seeing that, even the goddess of illusory energy, Parvati, Mother Parvati, she got bewildered. How can this be a Supreme Lord? He's crying so incessantly, he cannot able to control his emotions. Lord means he should be sober. But she got bewildered. Or in Krishna's pastime, when Krishna killed Aghasur, after killing Aghasur, all the cowherd boys along with Krishna went to the bank of Yamuna and they were sat in a circle and they were eating. And Krishna was eating the remnants of his cowherd friends. Sometimes the cowherd boy would taste something and he would say, "Krishna, this is so tasty. Please have it." And they would taste it and from their mouth they would take out that food and give it to Krishna. So when Lord Brahma saw that, he got bewildered. Is it Krishna? Is he God? Or is he an ordinary cowherd boy? So these great, great personalities are getting bewildered by Krishna's activity as a human being. So what to speak of the product of Kali Yuga like us? That's why many people doubt about Krishna's many activities, because it's very bewildering. Until unless it is explained by the self-realized people or acharya, we'll not able to comprehend why Krishna behaves in such a way. Just like in this purport, Sridhar Swami is explaining why does Krishna behave like this. Jana Sangraha. One meaning of Jana Sangraha is to teach the common man, to teach the common masses. That is Jana Sangraha. Why you want to teach it? Because that is the purpose of his descent into this material world. To establish dharma. Yada yadai dharmasya. That's why he teaches by his example to the common man how to behave. And second meaning of Jana Sangraha is to attract the hearts of the devotees. That is also called Jana Sangraha. These are the two purposes why Krishna come into this world and performs the activity like a human being. Because when some extraordinary person behaves ordinarily, it automatically attracts the heart of everyone. Especially for the devotees, it's very relishing. So that is the purpose why Krishna behaves as if he is under the laws of material nature. So Krishna is teaching by his own example. That's why 15th verse, the end says, Jana Sangra Iti Uccha Samantyastam Jagat Gurum. Jagat Gurum. He's a Jagat Gurum. Krishna Vande Jagat Gurum. It's a commonly people say. Krishna is Jagat Guru. And how does this Jagat Guru is teaching? He is teaching by accepting the role subordinate to the sages. The sages which had assembled at Kurukshetra, he is accepting the role of subordinate. And how does he accept the role of subordinate? By humility. These words which Krishna has spoken till verse 13, these are the words of Krishna's humility. This humility is to emphasize the importance of hearing and serving the Vaishnava. That's why Krishna accepts this role of a humble human being. Today also happened to be a Guru Purnima. And Jagat Gurum, here word Jagat Gurum is there, and with that connection we can just go through this pastimes, why it is called Guru Purnima. What is the significance of it? So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that Lord Chaitanya taught four principal attributes of Vaishnavas through four of his very close associates. He taught sense control through Ramananda Rai. He taught neutrality through Devananda Pandit. He taught forbearance or tolerance through Srila Haridas Thakur. And he taught humility through Sanatan Goswami. There are the four essential principles, the four essential principal attributes of Vaishnava. So when Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami were staying at Ramkeli as the government minister in Nawab Hussain Shah, they were very pious. From the beginning of their life, they were devoted to Radha Krishna. In fact, they had created, in order to memorize, in order to always remember Vrindavan, they have created Vrindavan there in Ramkeli, in their palace ground, including Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. They call it Gupta Vrindavan. So one day, Sanatan Goswami had a dream. His name was Sakar Malik. So he had a dream. And in that dream, one Brahman came. And this Brahman gifted Sanatan Goswami a Srimad Bhagavatam. Sanatan Goswami was very happy to receive a Srimad Bhagavatam. But as soon as he woke up in the morning, he saw there is no Brahman, there is no Bhagavatam. He started lamenting. But during the day, the same Brahman actually appeared at his doorstep. And he gifted him Srimad Bhagavatam. From that day on, Srimad Bhagavatam became life and soul of Sanatana Goswami. They used to discuss hours after hours about Srimad Bhagavatam. They used to relish Srimad Bhagavatam. He had created a special facility for just reading and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. That was the taste Sanatana Goswami had. Much later, I will try to connect this pastime. Much later, when Sanatana Goswami went to Vrindavan, and Rupa Goswami happened to be in Jagannath Puri, so Sanatana Goswami also developed a desire to go and visit Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. So he started walking from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, all the way. He was so eager to have a darshan of Lord Chaitanya that he was not caring about food, about water. You are just walking. If he used to get something to eat, he used to eat. Otherwise, he used to just keep on walking. For days, he would fast. At one point of time, he happened to drink a contaminated water in forest. As a result of that water, His body was filled with a sores, itchy sore. They were oozing blood and pus. It was unbearable. It was very terrible. All over the body he had a sores. So he started thinking, I am a lowborn. I am sinful. And my body is useless. My life is useless. I am going to go to Puri. And I will not get the entrance into Jagannath temple. As well, Lord Chaitanya is just staying next to the Jagannath temple. And Jagannath's pujari are frequently coming out and going in temple. I will not even able to go and meet Lord Chaitanya. Because if they happen to touch me, they will get contaminated. So I will not able to have his darshan also. So, what I will do? I will take the darshan of Jagannath and in the presence of Lord Chaitanya, I will throw this useless body in under the wheel of the cart. I will commit suicide. And by the auspicious blessings of this, I may get a better birth in a next life, by which I will be able to serve Lord Chaitanya. Thinking in this way, he enters the Puri. When he enters the Puri, where to go for shelter? Where to go for residing? So he comes to Haridas Thakur at Siddha Bakul. Haridas Thakur welcomes him. He sits him. He makes him sit down. Ask him, how are you? How is the report from Vrindavan? And in Sanatan Goswami asks, where is Lord Chaitanya? So Haridas Thakur says, he must be coming on the way only. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters the Siddha Bakul. Haridas Thakur, Sanatan Goswami, both of them offer the prostrate obeisances. And Lord Chaitanya embraces Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur says, here is your dear Sanatan who is offering you obeisances. When Lord Chaitanya saw Sanatan Goswami, he immediately ran to embrace him. And Sanatan Goswami said, no, my Lord, please don't touch me. I am a sinful. I am the most fallen. And I am contaminated. But Lord Chaitanya didn't listen. He forcefully embraced Sanatan Goswami. And after embrace, the golden form of Lord Chaitanya was smeared with the pus and blood that was oozed from the wounds of Sanatan Goswami. So his form was, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing, his form looks very beautiful. But Sanatan Goswami was very embarrassed. What is this? So, then Lord Chaitanya asked him, how is at Vrindavan, how things are going on, what you have done, who has arrived there, and all this report. So Sanatan Goswami tells him everything. And Lord Chaitanya then departed. Srila Prabhupada in that purport writes that Sanatan Goswami, even though he was born as a Brahman, because he served the lowest of the people, he thought himself he is not qualified to enter the Jagannath temple. But he was so fortunate that Jagannath himself was coming out in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to meet him every day. So out of humility he would not enter. So every day Lord Chaitanya would come and meet Sanatan Goswami, and every day Sanatan Goswami tried to avoid his embrace, and every day Lord Chaitanya would forcibly embrace him. So this was breaking Sanatan Goswami's heart. This went day by day. One day, Lord Chaitanya came and embraced him. And Lord Chaitanya started speaking very harsh word. He said, give up this nonsense idea of committing suicide. If I could attain Krishna by giving up this body, then I would give this body millions of time without a second thought. You cannot attain Krishna by committing suicide. Only through devotional service you can attain Krishna. That is the only way. He said, the idea of suicide is simply due to the influence of mode of ignorance. He said, however, sometime the advanced devotees, when they are experiencing intense separation from Krishna, they think of giving up the body. because they cannot live without Krishna. But in that mood, whenever they think of ending their body, Krishna appears. So, Sanatan, your idea of committing suicide is simply nonsense. Give it up. So, Sanatan Goswami started thinking, that Lord doesn't appreciate my idea of committing suicide, giving up the body under the will of the cart of Jagannath. And I can't give it up now. So he said, my Lord, what is the use of this body? What is the value of this body? It's useless. What benefit will you gain if I remain alive? And Lord Chaitanya said, your body is my property. When you surrendered to me, you no longer have any claim on your body and on your life. I am going to use your body for my principal instrument, as my principal instrument for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world. I want you to go to Vrindavan. I want you to write the books. I want you to write the books, through those books, explain what is the lifestyle of a devotee. I want you to establish the principles by which devotees can live. I want you to explain what is devotional service, what is Krishna, what is the duties of the devotees, what is the duties of those who are in a renounced order of life, how they should live. I want you to excavate the places of pilgrimage in Vrindavan, which have been lost to the human eyes. I want you to do personal the things in Mathura and Vrindavan which I personally cannot do it because my mother told me to stay in Puri. And yet you want to destroy this body? Look Harudas. Look at this man Harudas. What do you think of his idea? He is trying to destroy the another person's property. What do you call him? So Haridas Thakur replies, my dear Lord, we are useless. It is you who is able to utilize us for whatever purpose you desire. But until unless you tell us what we are supposed to do, how will you come to know? So today I have understood the good fortune of Sanatan Goswami. So Lord Sanatan Goswami says, to Lord Chaitanya, I am just a wooden doll. You can make me dance as you like, my Lord. If it is your desire, let it be. So Lord Chaitanya got up and Sanatana Goswami saw that Lord Chaitanya is again coming to embrace him. He said, no, my Lord, please, please. He is trying to run away. So Lord Chaitanya, with his long arm, again catches Sanatana Goswami and forcibly embraced him. And then leaves the place. Haridas Thakur was very happy. He started dancing. And he started telling to Sanatana Goswami, you are the most fortunate person in the entire creation. Lord Chaitanya has accepted you and your body as his own property. He wants to do his work in Vrindavan through your body, through you. How fortunate you are, Sanatana Goswami. I am such a low-born person. I am such useless. I cannot do any practical service. I am just sitting here. So Sanatan Goswami replies, he said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had descended to this world to expand the mission of Harinam Sankirtan. But he himself is not doing it. He is doing it all through you, O dear Haridas. You are the most fortunate. Then Sanatan Goswami says wonderful things. He says, some people preach very nicely, but their behavior is not exemplary. Some people behave very nicely, but they don't know how to preach. But you, my dear Haridas, you are expert in both. You are expert in preaching through your words and through your behavior. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is empowering you to deliver this whole creation. So actually, my dear Haridas, you are the most fortunate person in this world. So days goes by, and again Lord Chaitanya, same thing continues. Lord Chaitanya is coming and embracing Sanatan Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami was feeling very bad. So one day, Sanatan Goswami discusses this with Jagdananda Pandit. When Jagdananda Pandit comes, Sanatan Goswami tells his, reveals his heart. Guhyam akhyati pruchyati. He says, my dear Jagdananda, I came to Puri for my benefit, but I am seeing the exact opposite is happening. I came here for purification and service, but look what's happening. Lord Chaitanya is embracing my this body which is filled with the sore, which are oozing the blood and pus. And because of that, because of this offense to Lord Chaitanya, his pure body, his golden body is getting contaminated. Because of this offense, I shall be ruined. So Jagdananda Pandit says, he gives an advice. He said, Lord had already given you Vrindavan. And you have already spent enough time in Jagannath Puri. Why don't you go back to Vrindavan? Do your service there. And by that way, you will be also happy. So Sanatana Goswami says, oh, very good advice, very good. I will do that. So next day, Lord Chaitanya comes to meet Sanatana Goswami again. This time again he forcefully embraces Sanatana Goswami. Again his body is smeared. And Sanatana Goswami is very sad. He said, I am going to live for Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya says, Who told you to live for Vrindavan? Sanatana Goswami says, Jagdananda Pandit told me. He is my well-wisher. He is very learned scholar. He gave me good advice. Lord Chaitanya became very angry. He said that, who is this Jaga? Impudent neophyte devotee? He thinks that he has right to instruct you? You are fit to be his guru. In fact, you are fit to deliver the whole world with Krishna consciousness. It's unbearable for me to think that this young boy Jagdanand is telling you what to do and what not to do. After Sanatana Goswami heard this from Lord Chaitanya, he became very sad. He said, how fortunate is Jagdananda Pandit? He is tasting the sweet nectar of your intimate words of chastisement. And you are praising me like an outsider. How unfortunate I am. When Lord Chaitanya saw that how Sanatana Goswami is reacting to this, his chastisement, he became sober. He said, no, Sanatana. There is no one more dear to me than you. You are the most dear person to me. I am not speaking this just out of falsely glorification or out of flattery or just to falsely glorify you. I am speaking my heart. This is fact. You are a learned scholar who has all the qualities of pure Vaishnava. Jagdananda Pandit instructing you in this way, I cannot tolerate that. That's why I spoke these words. So Sanatana Goswami replied, but my Lord, what he is saying is a fact. I came here for my benefit and my life is ruined. You keep me on embracing. Look at your body. So pure, golden, but after embracing me, it has smeared with the pus and blood of my sins. I can't bear this any longer, my Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to both Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami, he said, please listen, Sanatana and Haridas. You two are like my own little children. As the mother doesn't feel any hate, even when she is cleaning the urine and stool of the child. In fact, out of affection, the mother fills the stool and urine of the child it smells like a chatusam for her. Chatusam is a mixture of sandalwood, musk, camphor and saffron. Mother, I travel a lot, so I've seen many times when child passes urine and stool, other people are like disgusted. They are like looking here and there or closing their eyes, nose. But for mother, it doesn't matter what world is thinking. With her loving hand, she patiently cleans it. So Lord Chaitanya is telling to Sanatan Goswami and Haridas Thakur here that you are my own children and I'm like a mother. And he says, Sanatan Goswami, when first time I embraced you, your body smelled just like a fresh sandalwood pulp to me. In fact, I take great pleasure in embracing you. In fact, I get purified after embracing you. He said, the perfection of sight is to see the Vaishnav. The perfection of ear is to hear the Vaishnav. And the perfection of touch is to touch the Vaishnav. He says, Lord Chaitanya says, I am a sannyasi. I am not supposed to discriminate what is good and what is bad for my own enjoyment. If I felt the slightest hatred to touch you, then I would be committing offense to Krishna. Krishna has sent you with a disease to test me. After saying this, Lord Chaitanya got up and again went to embrace Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami said, no, no, my Lord, please, please don't do this. But Lord Chaitanya, with his force, brought Sanatan Goswami near and embraced him. But this time, Sanatan Goswami got purified and his all wounds healed. The disease disappeared. This was Sanatan Goswami, to whom Lord Chaitanya praised that you are fit to be a guru. To whom Lord Chaitanya said that you are filled with all Vaishnava qualities. To whom Lord Chaitanya said that you are my own property. And to whom Lord Chaitanya said you are like my children. You are like my child. When this Sanatan Goswami, the long story, to cut it short, when he somehow or other escaped the prison of Nawab Hussain Shah, he started running towards Vrindavan to meet Lord Chaitanya. He's running through the path of forest. And he come to one place called Hajipur. There his brother-in-law Srikant, he sees Sanatan Goswami, his beard, hairs are disheveled, and clothes are dirty, rags, is very weak. And he says, what happened to you? He said, I am going to Vrindavan. He said, stay for a few days with me. He said, I can't stay even for a single moment. He said, at least accept this blanket. So he gives him new blanket. So he takes the blanket, starts walking. When he comes to Varanasi, he gets the news that Lord Chaitanya is in Varanasi. And he is at Chandrasekhar Acharya's house. So Sanatan Goswami comes and stands outside the house. So Lord Chaitanya, as a Supreme Lord himself, he understands that Sanatan Goswami has arrived. He sends Chandrasekhar Acharya out and says, there is some devotee standing outside, get him in. So Chandrasekhar Acharya goes out and sees that there is no devotee. He comes inside and says that, my lord, there is no devotee. He said, someone is standing outside. Yeah, the Muslim Daravesh is standing outside, so get him in. So he brings him in. As soon as Sanatan Goswami enters, Lord Chaitanya embraces him. And he starts smelling his head. And he said, my dear Sanatan, I was waiting for you. So he looks at his appearance and he said, go and get shaved and clean. So he goes, shaves himself, and Prabhupada writes in that purport that Lord Chaitanya didn't approve his devotee to look like a hippies. He wants them to look like gentlemen. So then he comes again and Chandrasekhar Acharya is trying to give him new clothes. He said, no, I will not take it. Then Lord Chaitanya used to stay at Chandrasekhar Acharya's house and he used to take the prasad at Tapan Mishra's house. So Sanatan Goswami goes to Tapan Mishra's house and Tapan Mishra also tries to give him new clothes. He said, no, if you have old dhoti, get it. So Tapan Mishra brings the old dhoti and he tore the old dhoti, makes it upper cloth and kopin. Lord Chaitanya is very much pleased with the renunciation of Sanatan Goswami. So Sanatan Goswami, Tapan Mishra says, come and have prasad at my place. He says, no, I will do madhukari. So Sanatan Goswami used to do madhukari. And Lord Chaitanya told after prasad to Tapan Mishra that give the remnants to Sanatan Goswami. So he gives the remnants to Sanatan Goswami. So every day Sanatan Goswami is doing madhukari. And Lord Chaitanya is, one day, he stared at the blanket which Sanatan Goswami was having, the new blanket. Sanatan Goswami understood. This is a first class disciple. He doesn't need the words to be spoken by Guru. He understands just by glance also what is inside the heart of his Guru. So Sanatan Goswami understood. Lord Chaitanya didn't like it. So he goes on the banks of Ganges and there was one sadhu was washing the very old quilt. He is washing it. Sanatan Goswami goes and he said, give me this, your old quilt, and I will give you this blanket. He said, come on, are you joking? I am poor, that's why you are making fun of me. He said, no, I am serious. So he gives that and take that torn old quilt and comes. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that, he becomes very happy. He embraces Sanatana Goswami and says, now you have been blessed by Krishna. Sanatana Goswami said, I don't know who is Krishna is, but I definitely know that I am blessed by you. There Lord Chaitanya says, that you are accepting the renounce order, you are in renounce order of life, but having that expensive blanket was not conducive for your renunciation. With that expensive blanket, when you are going for madhukari, people are giving you madhukari, but they are thinking, how come this sadhu is having expensive blanket? So it was not compatible situation. So Sanatan Goswami understood it. He said, thank you, my lord. And then, on the banks of Ganges, Sanatan Goswami approaches Lord Chaitanya. He approaches Lord Chaitanya with a straw in a teeth. And he said, my lord, I am from the low family. My associates were of the lowest disposition. I am sinful. I am addicted to the sinful activities. My whole life is abominable. But by your causeless mercy, you have accepted me as your servant. Please instruct me. I don't know what is my duty. I don't know what is beneficial and what is detrimental for the real purpose of my life. People call me great. People call me a learned scholar. And I am such a fool. Due to the influence of illusion, I think myself so. I think myself as a great scholar. But I don't know, who am I? Please tell me. Please tell me where I am come from. Please tell me what is God, what is my relationship with Him. Please tell me, why am I suffering the threefold miseries of this material existence? This way Sanatan Goswami is falling at the feet of Lord Chaitanya, is begging. This is the way of approaching Guru. This is Jagat Guru. This is how Sanatan Goswami is setting an example how to approach the spiritual master. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, 4th chapter 34, Tadviddi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantete jnana jnaninastatva darshina. This is the way of approaching the spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya, when he sees Sanatan Goswami's attitude, his action, he says, your humility is breaking my heart. He said, get up, Sanatan. You are fit to be my guru. You are so learned and so advanced that you know all the truths, you know the all conclusions of the Vedas. You are fit to propagate the cult of pure devotional service all over the world. You are fit to be the guru of the entire world, Jagat Guru. But still, it is the nature of sadhu like you to inquire just for the sake of being strict. Just for the sake of to set an example, you are inquiring this. So because you have asked me, I will explain it to you. So Lord Chaitanya starts explaining him. He explains him the nature of the soul, the different incarnation, who is Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, the supremacy of Krishna, the sambandha, abhide, prayojan, gyan. He explains him for 2 months. This is the longest conversation between Lord Chaitanya and any devotee in Chaitanya Charitamrita. For 2 consecutive months, Lord Chaitanya instructed him. This is Sanatana Goswami. In previous 2 pastimes, we saw how he was so much attached to Srimad Bhagavatam. He was well versed in Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Jagannath Puri pastime, we saw how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows who is Sanatana Goswami. That Sanatana Goswami, when he approaches Lord Chaitanya, he approaches with full of humility. He approaches as if he is ignorant person. Just like here Krishna is approaching the sages as if he is the ordinary human being bound by the laws of karma. This was Sanatana Goswami. The Sanatana Goswami, when he was living in Vrindavan, his rule was to stay in one village one day only he can stay in one village. That was his rule. Next day he will go to next village. So every day he would to travel from one place to another in Vrindavan area. So the villagers would eagerly wait when this Sanatana Goswami would come. When Sanatana Goswami used to enter their village, the experience these villagers were having, as if the poor man is getting the precious jewel, they would cry in joy. There were tears of joy in their eyes. They would say, "Oh dear Sanatan, why it took so long for you to come to our village? Why you are not coming frequently to our village?" And older people considered him to be just like a son. The younger considered him to be like a brother. But even though they considered him to be like a brother, but they respected him like a guru, their own guru. So Sanatana Goswami, when he used to come to the village, whole village will be outskirt welcoming him, garlanding him. And the youngster would come and touch his lotus feet. Usually, Sanatana Goswami wouldn't allow anyone to touch his feet. But because they had such a love and devotion for him, he would never say no to them. So Sanatana Goswami, when he used to come to village, what he used to do? All the villagers used to gather him, make him sit under a tree. They would bring him fruits, milk, milk products and worship him. And he used to discuss with them. What he used to discuss? This is Sanatana Goswami, who is the topmost acharya. What he was discussing? He was asking them, "How many children do you have? How many cows do you have? All cows are giving milk? What do you do with milk? How is your farming going on? What you have cultivated this year? What you are going to do with your crop? What is the value of your crop? Your health is okay? Your mental condition is okay?" These are the topics he used to discuss with Brajvasis. And they used to love him like anything. Any problem they would have, any dispute they would have, they used to go to Sanatana Goswami to solve it. And whatever he used to tell would be final verdict. No more appeal anywhere. They used to accept it as it is. That was the love they had for Sanatana Goswami. And when he used to leave that village, whole village is crying out of separation. And he would also cry out of separation. And they used to walk a long distance to say him goodbye. And here the villagers are crying when he is leaving, and when he is entering another village, the other villagers are crying out of joy. So this crying was going on all the time. This was the love they had for Sanatan Goswami. So one day he came to one village known as Baithan. There the villager was, when he was leaving the village, they were so much attached to him, they were so much loving him, they were so much devoted to him, they started pleading him, begging him, stay 2-3 more days, please, please stay 2-3 more days, don't go, don't go. He was so much moved by their love and devotion that he changed his regulation only for that village, and he stayed few more days in that village. His rule was only one day in one village, but for their love he changed it. And from that day on, that village became a special place for the followers of Lord Chaitanya, Baithan. So this Sanatan Goswami, his rule, his principle in a day was to do the Govardhan Parikrama every day without fail. That also not shorter, but the longer one, Chandra Sarovar and Paita, that bigger one. And when he was old, Krishna personally came, that is another pastime, but we are running out of time. So he gave him Govardhan Shila and asked him to circumambulate that, and that will be equivalent to do the Govardhan Parikrama. So on the Ashad Purnima day at Govardhan, Sanatan Goswami at Chakra Tirtha left this world. He disappeared. And when the people of Vrindavan came to know about this, they were all devastated. They were crying like anything. They were weeping as if their one of the family member has left the world. One of their father has left the world. So they all came to Chakra Tirtha. When he was very old, was not able to walk to the village of Vrindavan, used to stay at Chakra Tirtha. People of different villages of Vrindavan used to come to visit him there and take his blessings. So there, when he left the world, everybody assembled at Chakra Tirtha to pay the final respect to this greatest Vaishnava, their own guru. So people of Vrindavan considered Sanatan Goswami to be their own guru. So they decided this day will be celebrated as the Guru Purnima in the memory of Sanatan Goswami. And as Sanatan Goswami had the rule of circumambulating the Govardhan every day, so to commemorate that, to pay homage unto him, which was very dear to him, they all decided to do the Govardhan Parikrama on this day. So if you go today to Vrindavan, especially Govardhan, there will be lakhs and lakhs of people doing Govardhan Parikrama. In fact, the Govardhan Parikrama today would be like a Dadar station at peak hour. No space to move. So much crowded. In fact, people don't even come to Govardhan Puja Day in that much number which they came today, which they come today. So this Sanatan Goswami is our Sambandha Acharya. And on this auspicious day, we can pray at the lotus feet of Sanatan Goswami that we can develop a genuine humility for which Lord Chaitanya has chose him to exhibit this quality of humility. We can pray at the lotus feet of Sanatan Goswami to develop a genuine humility, to be a servant of the servant of the servant, and help in the mission of Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya to reach out to the people in that mood. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Sri Sanatan Goswami ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.